Our television critic David Bianculli says there are some especially worthwhile programs airing this week. An ABC TV movie about homelessness called God Bless the Child, and an NBC miniseries based on Gore Vidal's novel about Abraham Lincoln. But David is most excited about a series that's beginning its second season this Thursday night.
What's your name?
Me? Dodd. Molly. Dodd. D-O-D-D. Do you need to write that down?
No. I'll remember it. Molly Dodd.
Who could forget? The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd burst onto NBC last spring like a breath of fresh TV. Molly Dodd, played by Blair Brown, wasn't a TV character at all. She was astoundingly real and different and kind of crazy. What a show. Jay Tarsus, who created the series and wrote or directed most of last year's episodes, really pushed the envelope with Molly Dodd. He filmed it like a movie, on actual city streets as well as on a soundstage, and didn't use a laugh track. A few other shows have tried that too, but Molly Dodd did two other things that made it very, very special. Instead of inventing a cast of characters that had to show up in every episode, as in almost every other sitcom ever made, Tarsus lets the Days and Nights of Molly Dodd look more like real life. In other words, the ex-husband who visits her for three episodes in a row might not show up again for weeks. Characters come and go, never to be seen again. And Molly, who has problems holding a job, interacts with different sets of people all the time. That structure is one of the special things about the Days and Nights of Molly Dodd. The other is the humor, which takes a similarly long-range approach. In Molly, the humor doesn't come from one-liners and put-downs. It comes from knowing the history of the Molly Dodd character, which, to this point, includes a charming but irresponsible ex-husband, a thoroughly slimy ex-boss and ex-lover, a series of doomed relationships, a nervous breakdown, and a series of revealing therapy sessions. As Molly Dodd returns for its second season this Thursday night, Molly meets a dazzlingly handsome detective, goes to a job interview in an antiquarian bookstore, and gets a new job. End of show. Next week, she goes out with a detective and runs into her slimy ex-boss, who appeared in the very first episode of Molly Dodd. The woman has a history, and knowing it makes this show a lot funnier. But even if you're coming to Molly Dodd fresh this season, you'll catch up and catch on very quickly. Blair Brown is so wonderful as Molly, it's impossible to imagine any other actress doing the role. Jay Tarsus is writing the kind of TV that Patty Chayefsky used to write. And Blair Brown is attacking her scenes, and especially her monologues, with an astounding amount of energy and skill. Here she is, confronting her psychiatrist about why Molly feels rejected by her.
Maybe it was something bad that I said, or I didn't say. Ah, now see, I'm relatively new at all of this, and, you know, if there's like some mimeographed sheet of rules that I could study, or like some book that I could take home, and, you know, I could maybe learn to become the kind of patient that we all hoped that I would be, and that we thought that I was on the road to becoming until I blew it by doing whatever it was that I did, or that I didn't do.
That's only a piece of it, but you get the idea. Since Molly Dodd was taken off the schedule last fall, such shows as Frank's Place and another Jay Tarsus comedy, The Slap Maxwell Story, have taken Molly's lead and successfully tried new things, new approaches, unusual characters. But The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd is the original original. And it's back, and it's better than ever. And that's pretty impressive, because it was great to begin with.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.